Hold on.
Equalization.
No, it's okay. My computer's updating, but I'll just record it later. Go ahead.
Expect our clerk to be ready to go.
I was. My computer was not.
Whoa.
We'll call this meeting of the Sonoma County Board of Equalization together. It's 4 p.m. on the 18th of October. All of the members of the board are present. Hoffman, Wardle, Hamner, Thomas and Tripp. I confuse them when I say Thomas and Tripp. First order of business today is to approve the minutes of the September 27th meeting, which was actually October 4th. It's actually the October 4th meeting.
We had meetings on the 27th and the 4th.
I think we did the minutes of the 27th, did we not?
No, it took us a little longer to get those turned around.
That's correct. It's the 27th. These are right. It's right.
Meetings of the Board of Equalization, 27th.
So Chairman, after reviewing those minutes this morning, I found them to be accurate and would give a motion for approval.
I have a motion to approve the minutes for September 27th.
And I'll second.
Is there any further discussion or corrections to note? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 3 is a follow-up over our last meeting. We had a list of indigent tax exemption applications. We approved the majority of them, but we held out 6 for further information. And my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, Allison, 4 of those 6 submitted additional information and now are recommended for approval. One voluntarily withdrew his application, and another one was denied based on information turned back.
They qualified for a different program.
Okay. So they went somewhere else.
That particular one, not both of them?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they qualified for a certain breaker program.
So what's recommended is we approve the applicants numbered 37, 32, 19, and 39 are the ones that were to consider in this meeting.
And after reviewing those, you said, yeah, that meets the criteria.
Yeah, and the county manager's office also went over the applications as well. So.
So are you looking for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I am.
I make a motion that we adopt the 4, I believe it's 4 recommendations from the county manager after further review.
Second.
It's moved and second that we approve applications 37, 32, 19, and 39. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It'll be unanimous. Agenda item 4A is a correction to the tax notice, or tax rolls. And this is one that makes me happy. This is a commercial adjustment. But what makes me happy about it is this one that adjusts in the positive direction. This owner will pay a little bit more in taxes. It just seems right to me that when we have errors, half ought to go one way and half ought to go the other. So, the name of the business is Hayden Orthopedics. Is there any further information we have or should know about that one?
This isn't one of mine. This is from the assessor's office.
Yeah, this is from the assessor's office.
Personal property. Usually, they've done some kind of a
readjustment and reappraisal.
Some kind of reappraisal or an audit on the file for the property. Found additional property that required assessing.
You may not know this, Allison, but I'm going to ask a question anyway. I know that they're in the North Point. That's where they're located. So that property, individual businesses pay those taxes with the rent also.
Yep, and all personal property is self-reporting. And so each one of those businesses would self-report the personal property that they have within their business. So.
Well, here's the note that's on the sheet submitted by Jake Parkinson. It said the reason for the change, increase due to result of an audit conducted by the Utah State Tax Commission.
Yep.
So that's how this adjustment came about. I'd be willing to accept a motion on this matter to adjust the tax roll for BU-01-1976.
So moved.
Second. We move in second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Here's the unanimous. That takes us to item number 5, which is adjournment. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Appears to be unanimous. The DOE is adjourned. Turn time to Chairman Hammond.